paced by 6'6" senior Trent Henwood. We got to look out for him because he tops the league in three-point shooting. A 5.54 clip, that's 18 for 34. Tyler Frick, the Argonauts' leading scorer at 11.9 points per game, is seventh in the PacWest in three-point shootings. Well, the last time out between these two teams, Penguins got a team-high 15 points from Connor Haysbert and Xander McNally. They were one of the three other Dominican players to score in double figures, in addition to contributing 8 assists, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals. Somehow, though, the Argonauts rallied for that season-ending 72-69 win. That was back on March 5th of 2011. The Argonauts outshot Dominican in that game, 44-23 on the foul line, taking 14 free throws in the final minute. That's something that's got to change. They're unable to contain the Argonauts, and they gave them those free points. 14 free throws, that's 14 free points that you're just given to the other team in the final minute. Again, way too much. Penguins are going to need to shut down the Argonauts, but not force them to the line. And our guy, we mentioned him, Xander McNally. Guess what? He's still number two in the nation. 4 steals against BYU Hawaii. That heartbreaking 1 second to go loss, a three-pointer buried by Ahi. Enough about that, though. Xander McNally raised his per-game steal average to a PacWest leading 3.5. That's still second best in the nation behind 5'7", Adam State guard Jamiko Werner. DU continues to lead the league in steals, 9.1 per game. McNally averaging 76, 7.6, 4.9 rebounds, 4.4 assists, and 3.9 steals per game while shooting 5.95. That's good for 22 of 37 from the floor. As we get ready for this final couple of minutes, winding down here at the Collins Center, we're getting ready to go. The teams are out there on the field lining up as we prepare here for the national anthem from the Collins Center. It's packed. It is definitely packed here in the Collins Center. A good show out by the students. We've got Marin TV here, headed by Scott Calhoun, Brian Sanchez, and Carolina Rosado. I'm going to bring in my partner now, Stuart Horn, welcoming me to the broadcast. He is the voice of the Penguins. We've got the national anthem and starting lineups coming right up. Stu, off to you.
Always with Notre Dame, Dana Moore in the house. It's just such an exciting time. Anytime the Argos show up and the women under Breonna Chambers were able to get a win tonight. We are ready for the national anthem now, fans. Tonight, the national anthem will be performed by Nicholas Parrish. So for those of you at home, please rise.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
All right, nice job there by Nick Parrish with the national anthem. We are ready for the starting lineups, fans. Don't forget to catch What's the Tea with Nikki P on Wednesdays with his wonderful partner, Mo Tastic, on Penguin Radio. Stuart Horn and Hunter Hornstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight's Game 2 NC2A basketball from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California, where this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Under head coach George Puau, the Argonauts are 3-5, and they are sending out Josh Pettit, the 6'1" senior out of Fontana. Tyler Fricke, number 10, is a 6'6" senior out of San Diego. Aaron Mollett, number 11, is a 6'2" senior out of Campbell. Trent Haywood, number 34, is a 6'6" senior out of Seattle. Check it. He's out of Sacramento. And number 40 is Wesley White, a 6'7" junior out of Los Angeles for the Penguins. Under head coach Booker T. Harris in his first season with 2 wins in conference. Ricky Wofford comes out of 5'9" junior out of Bakersfield. Next out for the Penguins, number 31, the 6-foot senior out of Canyon Country. That is Mark Lewis. Derek Ober is number 24, and he's a 6'3" junior out of Dayton. Xander McNally, number 32, is a 6'2" senior out of San Francisco. And rounding things out for Harris, Booker T. Harris, He's assisted by Rich Mendoza, Kurt Bond, and Jeff Sickler. He's number 41, Jacob Neusett. Neusett is 6'8". He's a 220-pound junior. Speaking of 220 pounds, to my left is Hunter Ornstein, approximately 220 pounds. Neusett out of Santa Rosa. Isn't that right, Hunter? About 220?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're in there at about 220?
Trying to bulk up a little bit in the gym. One of the reasons why I haven't been on the radio. It's good to be back, though. Speaking of Jacob Neusett, I want to point out, in the last 14 games, he's led Dominican in scoring 8 times and rebounding 10 times. So this is a guy who has hit his stride, locked in, ready to go, and another big performance by him is really going to be key if Dominican wants to win this game here against NDNU and make it a clean sweep against the Argonauts.
All right, fans, both teams are out on the floor. Penguin women already won a huge one earlier.
Hey, Mark, how about Penguin Radio?
Neusett in the middle. Wesley White tips it out into the backcourt, and the Penguins get it. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Xander McNally drifts around right side, low bounce pass. Muffed away by Mark Lewis, the first pass of the night. And Notre Dame's going to get it on the long end, 19-49, no score. Game number two. Coach Puau bringing in a lot of veterans. A lot of guys who've been here in the Conlin Center causing trouble for the Penguins in the past. This one crazy rivalry between the Penguins and the Argonauts. It goes all the way back to the CalPAC days when both teams played the NAIA. Now both in the NC2A. Three ball left side from way out there by Trent Henwood, a 6'6" senior at a Sacto. He buries it from the left corner, 3-0. Penguins trail with 19-10 to go. Xander McNally's got it. Wofford, top of the key, McNally. Lewis. Penguins playing some catch, but that's about it. No penetration whatsoever. 14. Clock rolls down low. Neusett finally off the glass. Neusett, yes. 3-2, and Jacob Neusett, his first year with the Penguins, and what a get this guy has been.
Absolutely. Huge presence inside the paint.
Now Notre Dame heaves it across the court. Another three ball goes off, and holy cow, everybody's making them. Aaron Mollett, the 6'2 senior. Mollett, left corner. And that left corner has been good to the Argos so far. 6'2, Penguins trail. Puau's up on his feet. In fact, he's out on the court.
Another three-pointer there by NDNU. No question, they lead the PacWest in three-point shooting percentage.
6-2, Penguins trail. Wofford thinking about it. 10 on the shot clock. Penguins good patience. Again to Neusett. That's going to serve the D as well. Oh, left side. Wofford found the gap. Took the shot underneath Aaron Mollett. Got up and under left side. 6-4 after Wofford converts, 17-54.
You're seeing two different sorts of offensive game plans here for the Penguins and the Argonauts. The sharpshooters and then inside to the Penguins.
Up and under after a nice feed into the hands of Trent Haywood. But Mark Lewis stuck an arm in there and picks up his first foul. First foul of by either squad all night. And Henwood will go to the line, the 6'6 senior.
And as I mentioned, the sharpshooting offensive strategy for the Argonauts, they proved me wrong right there. Henwood going up the middle, up the gut.
Henwood now buries the first one with nothing but swish as he toes the free throw line with the right foot, pulls the left foot way back, a wide open stance, right in the center, on the center line with that right foot. Pulls that left foot way back off to the left side on the way.
Yeah, he uses that stance almost to rock his body forward, maybe get a little more on that ball as he releases it.
Somehow gets a cleaner look at the line. Not sure, 17-47, 8-4, Penguins trail.
If it works for him, he's not going to change it.
Not kidding. All a player can do is hope to come up with something that works. Down low to Neusett again. Neusett's got trouble. Ober, long ball, Ober. Long two ball. He had his heel on the line. So it was about 18-footer.
Ober checking in for the Penguins now. He's a good find there for first-time coach Booker Harris. First time with the Penguins, I should say.
Yeah, Ober's a first guy, first-timer too. 17-29. I think that may be what you said. I'm not positive. But either way, Ober has been a great get.
Absolutely.
A lot of new faces on the Penguin team this year. including the coach, and all of these assistant coaches. Veterans all across on the broadcast team, though. Notre Dame, oh, brother. Three ball from Notre Dame on the buzzer from Henwood, but that was out there at 24, 25, maybe more.
Yeah, no, a desperation shot absolutely by NDNU there, and you got to admire how close that was actually in.
You're right.
To going in and scoring a long 20-footer.
Yep. Henwood had to do it because the shot clock had run out or was about to. So the Penguins get it after the miss. 25-plus footer from Henwood. 8-6, Penguins trail, first half action. Horn and Horenstein. 16:45, two ball goes off. Right side, no. Loose ball, Notre Dame. Bringing it up is Josh Pettit. He gets it into the hands of Mollett. Mollett hits the deck. Basket is waved off, and it's an offensive charging foul on Mollett.
Huge break there for the Penguins. They were caught off guard by that three. They were setting up Mark Lewis to go for the sharp shooting shot. Jacob Neusat was inside for the rebound, unable to get it, though, and it was the two-on-one matchup between the Argonauts and Neusat, and the Argonauts won. So nice charging offensive foul there. Good break for the Penguins.
That was a good break for the DUs because the bucket went down, but they waved it off. 8-6, Penguins trailed. Neusat down low, 2-on-1. Neusat's going to wait till he's in a little bit closer. Whenever he's outside of the paint, he doesn't like to fire too often. Although every once in a while, from the top of the key, Neusat can knock down a three just to keep everybody honest. Xander McNally heaves it across the court all the way over to Wofford, to Lewis now. Wants to kick it out. Ober almost gave it up. Xander softly, buckling, no loose ball. Ober with a rebound. Good move there by Ober.
Nice job by the Penguins keeping possession of the ball.
16 minutes exactly, fans. Here we go. Wofford now after the reset on the shot clock. Lewis, jumper. Lewis, right side missed. Loose ball taken out by Pettit. Pettit brings it up. Now he drifts over to the right. Hands off to Henwood. Henwood down low and a whistle.
You were mentioning Jacob Neusat likes to be right under that basket there. He will lull you to sleep, though. He'll stay back there, stay there all game, and then all of a sudden they'll change something up and he'll hit the three. So it's good to see Neusat staying in his game early.
15:44, we're back in 30, radio.dominican.edu. That's right, radio.dominican.edu. Oh, that sounds so good over the overhead. There is a gigantic crowd here tonight, Hunter. This is the biggest crowd of the season so far. Alumni in the house. They had an alumni game this afternoon at 3.
Yeah, and a good show for that alumni game as well. The women's team got a lot of exposure and a lot of solid support. And Collins Center, this is two consecutive home games here for the Penguins. Yeah. That the Collins Center has been pretty packed and pretty loud. And we're talking about the last game against BYU Hawaii, the heartbreaker. But I'll tell you what, the Argonauts, very similar situation with the Penguins as far as wins in conference. So a good matchup, and like you mentioned, a rivalry game.
Neusat picks up his first, and the end of the timeout has come. The clock rolls. Notre Dame with the ball. Top of the key. Tyler Fricke's got it, the 6'6 senior. This one rattles around and goes down by Wesley White, the 6'7 junior out of L.A. White extends the Argos lead, 10-6. Wofford bringing it up. Penguins right now are playing very steady, emotionless ball right now. Very steady, and I like it. Early in the first half, you don't want to get too crazy, don't want to get too high.
Very deliberate here for the Penguins early.
That's a well put, very deliberate. Haysburg gets ready to come in, 8 on the shot clock. Driving in is Lewis. Lewis gives it away on the way up, no whistle. Reaching in for it was Wesley White. He stripped it away. Now they get it up very quickly to Fricke. And the Penguins then steal it away. Derek Ober brings it up himself. Ober, 1-on-2. Ober doesn't fall. Whistles. Ober may get to go to the line. He would have liked to have seen that ball fall.
Yeah, very nearly almost had that ball fall in and out of the rim. Nice job by Xander McNally with the initial block to set up that play. The fast break there by Ober. But it was Xander McNally with the big rejection up in front of the net.
10-6 fans as Derek Ober goes to the line. 14:48 on the way. Ober, yes.
Boy, that was pretty, Stu.
Eric Bell has come into the game in place of Josh Pettit. Bell is a 5'11 junior out of Los Angeles. And he has on the NC North Carolina blue tennies. I mean, all the BYU guys were wearing the same shoes the other day. This wild baby blue, North Carolina blue looking. Whoa, that is a crazy color. I mean, my eye goes right to it when I look out of the court. Second one's good, 10-8. Ober knocks down both of them, 14-46. And Eric Bell with the NC shoes on, the blue shoes. Oh, those things are wild. See if they help his game. Bell's got some good hand control. Really works the ball around. Fell down but was able to get back up in front of Wofford.
It was the shoes.
It may have been the shoes. Left side and thrown away. McNally's got it. A Wofford all alone. Wofford against Fricky. Wofford goes up against Mullet, I should say. And he converts from the left side. And I'll tell you what, Hunter. That's one thing that Wofford's done all season. He's a lefty. So he goes in right side and at the last second crosses over to the left. And none of the defenders see it coming. In that case, Mullet, who towers over him, didn't see it coming, and the bucket was made. Subsequent to that, ND works it down to the other end. Fricky with a finger roll. 12-10, Penguins with the ball, as Miles Carrillo's come into the game.
You got to wonder when the PacWest is going to find out about Ricky Wofford. Unbelievable play. Nice job of slowing the game down. Didn't rush it and was very deliberate in making that basket.
Yeah, up against Mullet, too, and that's not easy. Left side, Miles Carrillo thinking about it to Xander. Jacob Noisick gets ready to re-enter along with Marcus Hightower. Here goes Xander, who has no buckets so far. McNally, no points. And this one is missed deep, 13-25. Notre Dame brings it up. Bell again. Bell looks back to the coach to get the play.
Yeah, that's three shots there that Xander's missed. Not something you see. He's going to turn it around, though, soon.
McNally, one of the steadiest players in the league, and number two in the nation in steals. So keep an eye on McNally. He's just having a great senior year. Uh-oh, down low. The Penguins are in trouble. Oh! Connor Haysburg gets a hand in there, and I thought it was all ball, Hunter, as the shot came off the fingertips of Wesley White, as Marcus Hightower comes in along with Jacob Neusat. Hightower is coming in place of White. And we'll see who the whistle's against. It says
tell you what,
five.
You thought it was all ball. So did the Penguin bench. Everybody up, screaming at the same time.
Foul is committed by Ricky Wofford, in fact. And the Penguins get the rebound after the miss. Oh, Jacob goes up right side and has Aaron Mullet come in at the Hacker Shack behind him.
Saw that from a mile away. You had Miles Carrillo on the far right side, Xander on the left, and then hanging back, not making a big deal about it, was Neusat, and the Argonauts fell for it. They thought they were going to Carrillo, and Carrillo, no look behind the back pass to Neusat there, who just came out of nowhere, and a big man like that, you're not going to put up a big of a fight.
And Neusat put both hands up as if he was going to hammer jam. Oh, no, he misses the free throw. Neusat, that thing was in and out.
Maybe he's still a little juiced up about that last play there. Maybe a little too much muscle on that. But
well, I don't think he saw the defender coming in over the top because he was looking for the two-handed jam.
Yeah, I think at one point he turned into just tunnel vision there, and unfortunately the Argonauts were able to catch up to him. But still, a nice break there for the Penguins, sending him to the line.
Neusat misses the first one, but cans the second. I see Jonathan Weber's in the house, one of the greatest DU shooters of all time. Standing over by the door. Today was the alumni game. I'll tell you one thing about Jonathan Weber, wore number 13 before David Moore years ago. I think he graduated in 2002-03. He was also an assistant coach for the Penguin team. Scored eight three-pointers in one game three times in his career.
You mentioned stuff. David Moore wearing 13 after that. He's the last Penguin ever wore 13.
Yep, that's right. Nobody will do it again. Long three ball goes off fingertips of Fricky after Bell with the assist. No. 12-11. The Penguins are hanging in there. Penguins. Oh, no. The give and go under. Oh, what a perfect play by Miles Carrillo as he found Jamal Clark, the 6'6 junior Clark out of Redlands. Perfect alley-oop. And it was all perfect except the ball didn't fall.
This is definitely not a flashy game by any means there, Stu. We've had a couple of well-timed plays. Just the execution was poor, but the Penguins right here have an opportunity to tie it up.
And he does because Clark was fouled in process. So now it's tied up at 12.
They're still catching those breaks, which is all that really matters. You get the break, you get the opportunity,
that's
you're going to stay in the game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now let's see if the Penguins can go up by one after Clark cans it. And he does, 13-12. And the Penguins lead. 12:15. So early work was all Notre Dame, but the DUs have stayed very patient, and now they lead by one. Right side, Notre Dame. Clark playing some big defense, gets screened out by Hightower. Then they kick it off right side to Mika Dunauer, who goes off with a two-ball no, but the rebound is hauled in by Henwood. No, check it, that's Hightower with the rebound. Back over to Bell. Dunauer now out on the right wing. He's got Haysbert plastered to him. Connor says, no, you're not taking it in against me. He passes off right side to Fricky. Now in the corner, three ball. Ooh, in and out. It's loose ball. Everybody's after. Carrillo comes down with it. 11 and a half to go. Miles, right side, Xander. Down low, Neusett. Heaves it in! Jacob Neusett finds a bucket. 12-15-12. The DU's lead is three with 11-13 to go.
All of a sudden, NDNU shooter's definitely going cold right now.
Bell with an air ball. Bell with the air ball, and we have immediate timeout. Stuart Horn with you, Hunter Hornstein off to my left, welcoming everybody listening worldwide, and of course, those viewers on Channel 30, Marin Cable, want to say hello to Scott Calhoun and the rest of the crew. Hunter, so far so good, 11:07 to go.
Yeah, absolutely, you and I mentioned a big fast start here for NDNU off the shooters. They were second and are leading, the PacWest in shooting percentage as far as threes. They showed that early, but it looks like so far they've gone cold. That's four consecutive shots there for the Argonauts they have not been able to make. And we mentioned it again, the Penguins, not a flashy game, but they have made the breaks, and they've made the breaks count. You saw Jamal Clark there, 1-for-2 on the free attempts. I mean, that's what's going to win the game if you're going to go down to the final details. NDNU, last time out, they won the game on 14 free throw shots in the final minute. That was 14 consecutive free points where they would go uncontested. The Penguins, they're getting those free shots tonight, and they're making them count. This is huge for the Penguins. They got to step on the gas, though, and keep it going. Don't let up here. You're at home. We got a big crowd. Go right after these Argonauts.
Yeah, I'd say the Penguins also need to continue to keep Jacob Neusett active down low.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's huge. He's a huge present there. Might have been a little jacked up early in the game, but he has definitely kind of calmed himself down, slowed down the game, and he stayed very consistent. So great job there by Neusett. Him, Jamal Clark, I mean, you're just waiting for this team to click at all cylinders. They're going to be scary.
11:06 to go. With the play-by-play, here's Hunter.
Miles Carrillo over across the middle. One-on-one, back over to DU. Inside, give and go. And just misses it, throwing up his hands is Ricky Wofford. Rockford can't believe it. He thought he was fouled going up for that. He was on the left side, took it all the way in, but they'll send him to the line. And here we go again, Stu, another opportunity for 3 points. 15 foul here for NDNU. Wofford will go to the line. First one is up, and it's in. Penguins go up by one more, 16-12.
Steady. That's what the DUs are.
Very consistent. You got to love it.
That's where they're doing all their damage. No flashy stuff. A little bit here and there.
It's a beautiful 2-for-2 there for Wofford as he buries the second one. 17-12. Here's NDNU now on the offensive. Ball handling over in the middle. And Wofford, who hit it away but had to let it go. Didn't want to create that backcourt violation. Williams over on the left side. And now it's back over to NDNU. And NDNU gets the backcourt violation. Sloppy ball handling there by the Argonauts, leading to the turnover. Penguins get the break.
That one ends up in the backcourt, and just as you said, very sloppy. No communication there. And as the Argonauts broke toward the bucket, the ball was all alone, drifting into the backcourt.
Penguins get the break.
That's a turnover, and the Penguins get it.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're going to take it here. Carrillo to Wofford. Wofford back to Carrillo. Carrillo over the middle, inside to Haysbert. Haysbert hands it back off to Carrillo, who's on the far right side, just outside the arc. Over to Wofford in the middle. Give and go over to on the left-hand side. There's Clark. Back full to Wofford for three off of the front iron, but right there is Connor Haysbert, who puts it in. Haysbert with the offensive rebound puts it in. 19-12 here with 10:07 to go.
I got to give props to Haysbert there, Hunter. He took the rebound off his chin and managed to hold onto it and have the wherewithal to put it back up.
You got to love that. Here's Josh Pettit. Pettit calling out the play, trying to get some offense going inside in the middle. Back outside for the Argonauts. Argonauts now give it off to Frick. Frick over to the right side. That's number 23. Duar in the middle. Sloppy ball handling. Back outside. Over to the left-hand corner. Driving. Oh, two-handed slam.
Brother, are
Tyler
you kidding?
Frick.
Fricky.
The senior. 6'6".
Wow, Fricky with a two-handed hammer jam. That bent the rim.
Yeah, Fricky getting all of that one. Here's Carrillo. Over to Wofford. Wofford play with it over to the left-hand side. Back over to Carrillo. Carrillo into the corner. Thinks about it. Nope. Back over to Wofford. Wofford calling out the play. Wants Neusat in the middle. Neusat and Haysbert on the far right. Clark in the middle there. Carrillo to Neusat. Neusat back over to Clark. Wofford for three. Bang! A three-pointer. 22-14.
Yeah, Wofford to work the ball around and fire the three. How do you defend against that?
Great job there by number five for the Penguins. Here's NDNU. Over onto the left-hand side. Number five, Pettit, Pettit. Going up against Wofford. Wofford struggling with the ball and gets called on that. DU foul on Wofford. Wofford knew it right away there, Stu. He looked right at the referee and said, yep, that was me.
Yeah, there's definitely a different look when the player that commits the foul knows it, and when they truly don't believe it. They'll always say they didn't do it, but it's a totally different look.
He definitely acknowledged it on that one.
Yep.
NDNU coming inside against Neusat. Neusat, strong defense, gets the rebound as the shot is no good. Here's Wofford up the middle. They're right in front of the arc. There's Xander McNally, who's back in the game. Xander back to Wofford. Wofford over to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis back in the game with Xander. Xander over the middle. Mark Lewis into the corner, left-hand side, off to Neusat. Neusat looking for someone. Neusat driving, thinks about it, doesn't want it. Xander in the corner, right, on its way, and Xander will cash in. Xander McNally makes a 25-14. Lewis over to Xander, and Xander buried it. There's Neusat. Neusat forces the turnover. Here's Xander McNally. McNally over to Wofford. Wofford, the alley-oop, doesn't get it. Penguins still have the ball, get blocked up in the middle there, and it'll send them to the line. Jamal Clark was right there for the Penguins.
Media timeout.
The Penguins, as we go to this media timeout, leading 25-14, 7:54 here on the Penguin Radio, home of Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. We bring you live DU basketball action here from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California's campus. Penguins currently lead 25-14 with 7:54 left to go. Here's the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Hunter Hornstein. Dart Meggs on the line. Another first-year guy, Meggs. D'Artagnan Meggs.
And a freshman, 6'5", out of Lake Elsinore.
First one by Meggs goes down, 26-14.
Before we went to the break, I said it was Jamal Clark with the foul. That was actually Meggs, and Meggs is to the line.
He bounces it three or four times, spins it backward, toes the line with his left foot, and misses this one 3 feet right. The Penguins, a couple players on the Penguin team has had trouble from the line this year. Meggs, though, has been pretty solid, and the foul subsequent to the missed shot is committed by Wesley White. With 7:50 to go, the DUs get it. So the missed second free throw, and the DUs get the possession. That's a big advantage. Between the circles now, the Penguins, Lewis over to the left side, then back over to Xander Wright. Now Mark Lewis, 18, 17. Penguins have a lot of time with which to work. Oh, they work it down low to Neusat, who does the up and under again. This one time it doesn't fall. White with the rebound. They heave it up the court into the hands of Fricky. And at the top of the key, they're going to reset as Pettit, the senior, who has, over the years, really done a number on the Penguins. Pettit's been in the Conlin Center many times. And they work at left side now to Dunauer. Mika Dunauer, the 6'5 freshman out of Honolulu, and he is clearly the future of the Argonauts
wow,
team.
Wow, Neusat doesn't agree with that one right there.
Neusat goes hands to the ceiling as he gets his second foul.
Didn't mean to cut you off there, Stu, but
that's okay.
That's the most I've ever seen Neuwisett actually verbally upset. He always has the great faces when he doesn't agree with a call.
He'd be a good guitar player, you know?
Saying that with the long hair. You like that?
Yeah, and then he gets kind of the guitar faces going sometimes when he shoots.
You know? The concentration face?
Yeah, totally. Neuwisett, who was featured on KPIX Channel 5 just about 2 weeks ago. Such a great story on him.
Oh, fantastic job by him. How about that? Nice to see him getting some press there.
Hey, if you,
with the Penguins.
You know, if you can carry a team, and the Penguins are a pretty good team.
Completely deserved.
Yeah, people are going to pay attention. So both of them go down by Aaron Mollett and the Penguins, who lead now by 10, was as many as 12, are now on offense, attacking the Southern Hoop here at the Conlon Center. 6:46 to go. Hunter will be back with the halftime extravaganza. All the numbers, all the stats, everything that counts. Hunter will bring it to you at halftime. Now it's stripped away from Xander McNally by D'Angelo Williams. Williams, a 6'3 junior out of Antioch, and he just reached up and grabbed it away from McNally, who never throws the ball away. And now the Penguins' Jamal Clark tips it away, and Xander's got it, and Xander up and under, and Xander McNally with the runner!
Nice job there by Jamal Clark with the block, and then Xander McNally doing what he does best, and you and I mentioned it at the break. When he gets hot, he gets hot.
McNally now, after the steal set up by Clark, ends up in the hands of McNally eventually, and he runs it in heavy traffic. Frick now works it over to Mollett. Now Pettit. Now down low and whistles.
How about Jamal Clark right there? Just stood there, hands up. Did not want any part of getting called. He does anyway, but he just stood there. Hands up. I didn't do anything. Wasn't me.
In fact, it was called on Xander McNally.
There you go. Then it worked.
Yeah, as Wesley White hit the deck and rolled all over the place, and he's on the line, White.
Xander will take that, though. He's a very aggressive player.
Wesley White fans, a 6'7" junior out of L.A., and he stands on the line, and the Penguin crowd goes crazy and tries to talk him out of it. However, he is unfazed, and that one falls 28-17, the Penguins lead.
I always wonder how much that really did work. The yelling and screaming. At a certain point, it has to, but these are NCAA Division II athletes.
Years ago, Penguin fans used to bring drums and garbage cans and stuff in and pound on them, but finally the referee said you can't do that anymore.
No, that's no fun.
I think that did rattle some players.
Bringing in a garbage can, absolutely.
Pounding on the garbage can lids like cymbals. You know, two together.
It's better than bringing in vuvuzelas into the Conlon Center.
Wesley White back on the line now, 28-17 fans. We're inside of 6 minutes to go in the first half. Horn and Horenstein, your DU broadcasters. The second one by White is not even close.
Yeah, that one worked.
Yeah, I think maybe the Penguin cheerleaders talked him out of that one. Xander McNally with a rebound. Clock rolls, 5:43. Miles Carrillo to the top of the key. Ober. McNally, Ober, left side, Wofford. Steps in, steps out, heaves it across, back in the way of Williams again. Williams is doing a good job. Oh, Williams with a low bounce pass to Mollett. Mollett steps on the ball.
Yeah, that's all on Williams.
Hits the deck and almost hits his head on the floor. He really skidded across the end line into the Penguin cheerleaders after stepping on the ball.
Play was set up nicely. That was all on Williams, though. Low bounce pass.
That was a terrible pass. I mean, it hit him in the feet,
you gotta
literally.
You got to make that play if you're Williams. Indian, you can't be happy about that.
It was a great steal, but it goes out of bounds off of one of the Penguins, and it ends up in the hands, ultimately, of Wesley White.
Yeah, they get the point anyway.
28-19, 5:16 as White converts from very close range, and the Penguins' iceboxes come.
Yeah, they're on their feet now. The student section, good showing here by the soccer students, the lacrosse students.
Wofford now drifts around between the circles. 5 minutes exactly, fans. Ober left side. Xander. Xander's got two conversions so far tonight and two steals. This one from Ober. Check it. Jamal Clark right under the bucket does not go. In fact, it's swiped away before it even gets up in the air. Into the hands of Williams. Top of the key. They slow it down. Pettit. 4:39. The clock rolls. 28-19. Driving it in again is Pettit. Left side, he backs out. Now he goes 360. He's on Wofford, and Wofford says no. Now with this arm, Wesley White just strong arms his way in there. And White at 210 played like he's 240 there, the way he bashed all the Penguins around, and scores the deuce. It's a 7-point game now, fans. It was 12. The DUs have, maybe they've relaxed a little bit, 28-21, 4:08 to go. Top of the key, Xander heaves it across to Wofford in the corner. Left side, Wofford backs out. Carrillo, bounce pass, Xander, right side. Crossover move, Xander very short, end line. Xander hits the deck, actually hits the back off of the end line, the padded area on the wall. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
3:55 to go, fans, 28-21, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, even beyond Fan Joe, radio.dominican.edu. 3:55, Hunter.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if you're not here at the Conlin Center, you are missing out. If you're just sitting in Fan Joe right now, instead of down here, you're missing out. This place is going nuts. The student section, the loudest we've heard them all game, all night. Yeah. This game's going to get a lot of fun as we wind down this first half.
And the icebox is going nuts, and that's putting it mildly, as the ball ends up in the grandstands.
Boy, they are all over NDNU's number one, D'Angelo Williams.
They're not allowed to touch him, but they did everything but.
I'll tell you what, they got as close as you possibly could without getting in trouble. That's got to be tough on a player like Williams.
This is a big rivalry, fans. The Dodgers-Giants have nothing on this one. This is a big one. Notre Dame and the Penguins goes way back.
And this isn't just basketball specific.
No.
This is for the entire. I mean, we're talking soccer, lacrosse, I mean, tennis, golf, anything.
Anytime these two teams get together, not just basketball, just the two schools, something happens. Something gets weird. Oh, stolen away by McNally. McNally goes 2-on-2. McNally over to Carrillo. On the way, he's fouled.
That was a foul the entire way, but how about the nice steal there? The Penguins forcing the turnovers, and McNally and Carrillo again. It seems like those two are the ones that are always going to be there. Fortunately for Carrillo, wasn't able to get the shot off, but he did get fouled, got sent to the line, and again, opportunity. More free points here for the Penguins, and this is key right here because you know, you can really bury the Argonauts in the closing minutes and get some momentum going into halftime.
Carrillo on the line, it knocks the first one down after the big steal by McNally that set up the foul. So McNally, the senior, showing the sophomore, Miles Carrillo, who's a great shooter in his own right. A little something about hustle. McNally never backs down on the hustle thing. You got two big hustlers on the team as the second one goes, 30-21. McNally and Mark Lewis, I'd say, are as good as anybody in the league. And Lewis reminds me of Pete Rose from the 70s Big Red Machine. I mean, he just is sliding head first every chance he gets. 3:12 to go. Here we go, fans. Wesley White under the bucket against Connor Haysbert. Misses it short. Haysbert throwing the elbows. Haysbert strips the ball away.
How about Haysbert?
Ooh, boy, Haysbert had everything flying.
My goodness.
Uh-oh.
As if to ask the Argonauts, why would you even have the audacity to try to score on me?
Haysbert took that thing down like a prize fighter, like a heavyweight, the way he was throwing the elbows. He had the ball tucked under one arm, both arms flying, elbows everywhere. It looked like a scene out of the Roadrunner. Just
things monster.
Everything flying. And this one goes as Haysbert not only able to throw the elbows with the best of them, but also has a very soft touch. That one was like a butterfly with sore feet as it went in. 3:03 to go, so softly.
There you go.
31-21, Haysbert. This one was not so softly. This one banked off the back iron and back at him, but the Penguins couldn't get the rebound.
Throwing a rock at a barn wall.
Something. Right side now. Bell's got it. He kicks it outside to Fricky. Right side, D'Angelo. Williams goes up and has it stripped away by Ober, 2-on-1. 2-on-2 now. Right side, Carrillo goes up, hits himself in the head with the air ball. I've never seen it happen. He shot his own shot. It came down over the bucket, hit himself in the head.
And that's what saved the ball.
And it went back in
bounds. Had it not hit his head, that ball goes out, and it's an NDNU possession. It hit his head. That's using your head there, Mr. Carrillo.
Carrillo fires the air ball, follows it in, and hits himself in the head on the down. Are you kidding?
I'm sure he planned that out the entire way.
He's probably practiced that all week. But the good news is that Haysbert will go to the line. As a result, was a foul, and this one goes by Haysbert. I got to tell you, Hunter, about 10 years ago on the northern end, the Penguin women were playing against Cal State Monterey Bay, and the ball came off the rim, hit one of the Monterey Bay players in the head, and went back in through the hoop for a
really?
Bucket.
They Jose Canseco'd themselves.
It was like that when it hit Jose Canseco in the head and went over the wall.
That's awesome.
2:34 as Haysbert. Barry's the second one. Boy, I can't believe I was able to squeeze that little story in. 33-21 fans, 2:26. Now the Penguins are back on defense.
You know, we've always got time for a story there, Stu, especially if it's about Penguin hoops.
And that was a good one.
That's very relevant as well. The
Carrillo hits himself in the head, and the Penguins end up scoring 2 points off of it. I love it.
The Penguins have the ice box standing up. They haven't sat down for about 10 minutes, and for every free throw that they shoot, they've got a new thing going on. They put both hands up and then both hands down, and then they make it.
Wesley White misses the free throw, and the ice box goes insane.
Look at those smiles on those kids' faces. They're loving every minute.
2:14 to go, fans. Penguins with a rebound, 33-23, a 10-point game in favor of the mighty Dominicans. Miles Carrillo has it on the right side. He drives in, kick off to Connor, and he walked with it. There's no question about that. No question.
Yeah, Connor doesn't think so.
He stutter-stepped. Miles was the guy who walked with it, not Connor. Carrillo walked with it in the paint before he dumped it off. Now the NDNUs have it. Eric Bell brings it back up with 1:54 to go. Bell gets it. Oh, a perfect pass in low to Wesley White. And a push is going to be called on Haysbert. Yep.
Haysbert wanted the travel by NDNU. He wanted the travel called there on White. Didn't get it. Instead, got the push called against him. And here we go. The Argonauts with an opportunity for 3 points.
Not 3 points, but free points.
Free points,
points.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm sorry if I was
Wesley White
unclear.
On the line, fans. No, you were clear. I just want to be sure everybody understood. White on the line. And the icebox talks him out of another one. 1:47 to go. I'm giving that one to the icebox.
Very convincing group there, Stu.
33-23. You don't want to shoot in front of those guys. It's got to be disconcerting to have them screaming in your face. Xander now left side over. Nowhere to put it to Jamal Clark. Clark almost didn't see the no look coming. That's the trick with the no look. Three ball Miles. Deep. Xander gets a hand on it. No, it's tipped out. Penguin ball. No, they give it back to Notre Dame. Puau doesn't like the call. He doesn't realize it's his ball. Referee's staring him down now. Puau is arguing as if he didn't get the ball back, but in fact he did. 33-23.
He's still barking down at the referee.
He got a stank eye from the referee.
The referee actually even gave him a wave of the hand as to dismiss him.
Yeah, well, we did have a tee earlier tonight. Here's a runner in the lane by Bell. It's a horseshoe right back at him. Penguin ball, 1:06 to go. Shot clock reset.
Yeah, you're talking about the technical on Mike Rutter, who's the head coach of the women's NDNU team. He got himself a technical. So a couple of fiery coaches here for the Argonauts.
33-23, Penguin women won earlier tonight. Booker T. Harris wants a timeout, and he gets a timeout. So Hunter and I will be back in 30, radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu, Hunter Hornstein here, Stuart Horn, and we just got visited by Josh Johnson, who was in our comm department here for a long time. Penguins leading 33-23 with 49 seconds left to go. Connor Haysbert inside. Not going to get it. They're going to turn the ball over, give it back to NDNU. Stuart Horn, 33-23, almost with less than a minute to go. Yeah. Got to like the Penguins' momentum going into halftime.
I just got an email, Hunter, that Charles Barkley is going to be here at halftime. You know, he comes to Dominican once or twice a year.
Oh, it's been a while. It has been a while since
we've
had
him. Yeah, so Barkley is going to be on the air at halftime, fans. For those of you, as the game progresses, 36 seconds to go. Charles Barkley at halftime. That's right. The Hall of Famer, that Charles Barkley, at halftime. And now the bucket is waved off as it goes down by the NDNUs, but there's a violation on the play. The Penguins get the ball back with 35 seconds, 33 on the shot clock, so the DUs are going to have a chance to hold on to it and maybe go into the clubhouse with that extra momentum that Hunter referenced before the Charles Barkley interview. Fans, Charles Barkley on Penguin Radio. He was here last year. Every once in a while, Barkley, I think he's playing golf up in Tahoe or something, and he swings by. Now the shot on goal goes off the front iron, chasing it out of bounds. Haysbert gets in the face. 9 seconds. Notre Dame's got it. 7. Across the middle. 6. Trouble. Bell's got it. 4-3. Bell on the way. Oh, no. With a half a second, it falls in a whistle. And Bell gets the deuce and the shot at the line. And talk about the momentum change.
Yeah, absolutely. Penguins still trail, but you got to note that NDNU right here. They're not out of this by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Penguins might have been a little cold there, unable to score. And NDNU has an opportunity to bring it a little bit closer, and definitely they have captured the momentum here at the Conlin Center.
White has missed 3 in a row from the line, and this one falls.
Every streak has
half
to end
a second.
At some point.
And the Penguins' Miles Carrillo fires one off. Carrillo actually had a pretty good look at it from about 85 feet.
Not too bad for him.
33-26, fans. We're going to have the halftime extravaganza, as promised, but we just found out that Charles Barkley will be with us live from the Conlin Center in about 6 minutes. You don't want to miss this. The Hall of Famer, Charles Barkley, on radio.dominican.edu. Don't go anywhere, please.
Radio.dominican.edu. We're back live here at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein with you. Stuart Horn in a minute. Shout out to Marin TV up there broadcasting tonight's game. You can see that on Sunday. Edit that up together and broadcast that on Channel 30, Public Access. Brian Sanchez is up there. Carolina Rosado and Scott Calhoun. We're back here live at the Conlin Center. We got a special guest coming to the broadcast booth here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a record-setting night. Not record-setting, but earth-shattering night here at Penguin Radio. Not only are the men currently leading NDNU 33-26, but Charles Barkley is here live and sitting right on next to me. Charles Barkley, Sir Charles Barkley, I should say. Welcome back. It's been a while, and nice to hear you back here on the radio at this game.
Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to say thank you, Hunter, for having me here. It's very, very interesting to be here. You know, supporting the DU Penguins, it's something that I really love to do just because it's, you know, it's so special to be a part of a great basketball program, even though I didn't play here. It's very crazy. And like I tell Kenny and like I tell, you know, Shaq now that he's a part of our team on TNT with reporting all the games and everything is that, you know, basketball, it's about the players and it's about the players and how they do versus the Lakers. And how the Lakers against the players. And Kobe, he's just a great player. And if Kobe was here, he would say that the Penguins are as impressive as his Lakers were. And, you know, I would tell him that he's just knuckleheaded terrible. But that's just the way it goes. But I really appreciate you having me here on the program. And, Hunter, I have to say you're doing just a magical job. It's not even fantastic. What it is magical because what you're doing here is you're putting together the plays and the color commentary in such a sequence that is powerful and it's magical at the same time. So if I could create some kind of subword between magical and powerful, magical, maybe I might call it that. It's very magical.
Magical.
I like
that. You're gonna patent that.
But yeah, I was up in Tahoe enjoying myself with some friends. I came down here because I had to check out the DU Penguins and see how everything is gonna go on this season. And I know it's been a tough one so far, and they've had some tough losses like the BYU loss I was hearing about, which was, by the way, just a wonderful broadcast. But at the same time, I have to say that I think that you, with the new coaching staff, the new influx of players, that it should be a tremendous time and a tremendous game and a tremendous year for Dominican University.
And speaking of that heartbreaking loss, how do you think a team like the Penguins right now leading up until almost 1 second left of the game. The heartbreaking three-pointer ends up losing the game there for the Penguins, but they come back, and now they have a 33-26 point lead here, playing very good basketball, not phased at all, it seems like. They really turned the page, and they're putting together a pretty good offensive night here for against the Argonauts of NDNU.
Well, you know, there's one player that I play with in the Olympics. You might know him. His name is Michael, and y'all guess you can figure out, you know, what his last name might have been. But what Michael told me, and I don't want to name drop on him too bad, is resilience in sports. Resilience is the cornerstone of athletics, and you have to be resilient. You have to be able to bounce back from certain losses and things like that. And what I think the Penguins have done here is they've been able to not let that loss tear apart their team. They stayed together as a unit. They've played well against the NDNU team that definitely has some improved athleticism from last year's team. But we have some as well, and we've stuck together. And I say we because I feel like I've been here so many times. I'm a part of the Dominican family.
Now, you say you're part of the Dominican family. You did not attend DU. We're talking to Sir Charles Barkley here on Penguin Radio. Xander Bignali giving him the fist bump.
Well,
You didn't go to school here.
I didn't go to school here, but I'm like an adopted child. I'm like that adopted kid that happened upon something and happened upon a great family and got brought in. So if anything, Dominican is like an older cousin to me, even though I went to Auburn, which is, by the way, a wonderful university. But Dominican is truly, like my friend Josh Johnson says, the best kept secret in California.
I like it. There you go. All right, before we let you go here, Mr. Barkley, one word to describe the Argonauts and one word to describe the Penguins right now.
The Argonauts are just silly, knuckleheaded, terrible. The Penguins are just silly, absolutely crazy, off the wall, jump out the gym, tear it up, fantastic basketball players, and I can't wait for the second half.
All right, so we're gonna win then is what you're saying.
Yes, we are. God bless you, Hunter. We're going to win. You know what? I think you might be just the juice that's running the machine right now.
Not too sure about that. I'm not the one banging down those threes.
Well, Sir Charles Barkley. Well, here comes Stu. I got to give him his mic back, but I appreciate you for having
me on. Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Sir Charles Barkley.
No doubt.
Sir Charles Barkley.
Make sure you tune in to TNT and watch, you know,
absolutely.
Me and Kenny and Shaq and everybody.
Absolutely. Sir Charles Barkley was our guest here on Penguin Radio as we get underway here in the second half. Penguins leading 33-26. Argonauts will get the ball first over the middle there as Jamal Clark swats it away. Nope. Now the Argonauts, though, they'll be able to recover it. Back onto the right side we are. Josh Pettit going one-on-one with Penguins number 5. Ball in between his legs, over to the right side, into the corner. Pettit back over the middle, back over to Mollett. Mollett in the middle now. Inside. And it's stolen away, stripped away by Xander McNally. McNally, far left side to Mark Lewis. Lewis to Wofford. Wofford to McNally. McNally back to Clark. Over to Wofford. Nice ball handling there. Go left to right, back over the middle. There's Xander McNally again. Penguins really moving the ball deliberately. On the far right, there's the three, bang, and the Penguins will open up this second half with a three there by Derek Ober. 35-26, Penguins.
I'm a little starstruck by that appearance.
How about that? Sir Charles Barkley.
Once or twice a year we get the guy in the place. He just loves hanging out here. He's friends with some of the trustees, so we get him in the house, and he always likes to talk basketball.
Argonauts take it up and in. Tyler Fricke, who drove past, I believe that was Mark Lewis there in the middle. Ricky Wofford, though, is called with a foul as well. Wofford doesn't believe it. He's getting a little confused. 28-35.
I see Barkley's over there now. He's got people all around him. He's signing autographs, and people brought basketballs to have him sign and jerseys and stuff.
I'll tell you what, Matt Barkley, different Barkley, Charles Barkley, unbelievable radio personality.
Is that the first time you met him?
I believe we interviewed him last year. Here's Wofford hands
it
off.
Oh, you can't remember.
Right.
Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not. Yeah, no, I can't remember. Obviously, it wasn't that good of an interview. There's Mark Lewis for the three just off. A little. Lewis gets a second shot for it. Bang! He got it. Xander McNally, who got the rebound, gave it right back to Mark Lewis. Lewis got a second chance, and he buried it.
Jamal Clark came up on his feet from the bench before Lewis even let the ball go.
Intercepted there by McNally. McNally over to Wofford. Wofford. Hands it over inside to Neustadt. Neustadt puts it in. Jacob Neustadt asked for the ball. He got it. They're going to force NDNU to call a timeout. The Penguins bench is alive and well. The Conlin Center rocking. 40-29, Penguins lead. You're listening to the radio home of DU Athletics, radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu. Boy, Jacob Neustadt got bumped in the nose after accepting and putting down that perfect alley-oop. It was a great steal by McNally, followed by Neustadt receiving the pass on the alley-oop, slamming it home and getting a big elbow right in the nose. So the timeout couldn't have come at a better time as Neustadt was quickly tended to. He's still checking his face for a bleeder, but he's okay. Now with the play-by-play, here's Hunter.
Argonauts will inbound the ball right now, setting up their offense as they give it to Pettit. Pettit on the insignia in the middle. Off to the left-hand side. There's Fricky. Fricky looking for someone, anybody. He gives it off to Pettit. Pettit over the middle, drives against Neustadt, driving to the basket, thinks better of it. Almost intercepted there by Mark Lewis in the middle, bumped away by Neustadt, and McNally has it. McNally over to Neustadt. Neustadt up, and no, he doesn't get it. They did get the whistle, though, that it'll send Neustadt to the line. However, the Penguins had an opportunity there to go coast to coast.
Hunter, that's just another great steal by
McNally.
Absolutely. I think that's McNally's fourth. He's averaging 3.5 a game. The interesting part, 3.5 a game makes you number two in the nation.
Yeah, two in the nation. That's not even good for one in the nation, but still, McNally, unbelievable job. Neustadt with the tip, and then McNally jumping on that ball, racing down the court. Neustadt found him at the end, got the foul.
My point there is he's already exceeded his average.
Absolutely.
Where he's going to be creeping up on number one soon.
Unbelievable. Neustadt makes it 2-for-2 on the free throws. It's 42-29 with 17:38 to go here. Penguins leading tonight against NDNU. This rivalry game has the Conlin Center packed. The Argonauts take the ball on the outside, driving to the net. There's Fricky, and Fricky puts it up and in. 42-31. Over to Wofford. Wofford, one-on-one with Fricky. Wants McNally. McNally calls out the play, telling Wofford to go left, telling Wofford to go right. Wofford gives the ball over to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis thought about it, gives it off to McNally. McNally.
Yeah.
Gives it over to
Ober.
Ober and Ober.
He did the Ober and Under is what he did.
The
there.
Ober Under? Is that your new catchphrase? I like it.
Well, I don't know.
Sounds good. That yeah, works.
Try. That's the first time I've tried it. What do you think?
I like it. NDNU with the ball now. Pettit. Back over to Williams. Williams one-on-one to White. Number 34, Henward's three-point attempt a little wide. Penguins with the rebound. Here's Wofford. Wofford to McNally. McNally calling out the plays. Over to the far right side, there's Lewis. Lewis thinking about it. Nope, gives it to Wofford. Wofford back over to McNally. McNally to Neustadt inside. Neustadt driving, still driving, turns around inside to McNally, and it goes out of bounds.
And I just can't remember the last time the DU's had a guy down low, maybe in the last 7 or 8 years, that could bounce it around like Neustadt down low and come up with clean looks at the end of all the slam banging underneath the bucket, and then he ends up with a clean look. That time, no, but usually he does.
Yeah, absolutely. Neustadt having his way down under. There's Josh Pettit. Pettit was one-on-one with Wofford, and Wofford gets called for the foul on the Penguins, his third, and the Argonauts are going to reset this inbound over on the far right-hand side. Over to Pettit. Pettit calling out his plays right at the edge of the insignia in the middle of the court. Still looking, ball in between the legs. He's one-on-one with McNally. Finds Fricky inside. Over to Williams. Williams with the attempt misses it, but it's a putback for Wesley White, who gets it. 42-33 now, fans. Penguins still trailing. Wofford to McNally. McNally over to Lewis. Lewis on the far left-hand side right in front of the Icebox, the student section at the Conlin Center. Here's McNally on the far right, inside to Wofford. Wofford goes uncontested. The Argonauts really blew it on that one, Stu, as Wofford just waltzed up to the basket. 44-33 now, fans. 10-point lead for the Penguins.
Wofford can find a seam like nobody's business. When he sees the slightest gap, he'll exploit it.
15-23, Williams up and over and in. 44-35. intercepted by Frick as the long touchdown pass was intended for Mark Lewis. Now we got it to Pettit here on the left side, left-hand side. He slows it down. McNally all over him. Now the Lewis is all over him, sticking to him like glue. Back on the middle of the insignia is Pettit. Pettit slowing it down in between the legs, bouncing back and forth. Now it's Neusatt's turn. Neusatt on him. Pettit driving, misses it, doesn't get it.
Oh, man, and McNally's got a hand on the head, and he's it's
McNally
not looking
went down
good.
Hard.
He's underneath the bucket, hit his head on the floor. Jesse Mazza, the Penguins trainer, runs out onto the floor, as does Booker T. Harris, and the Penguins can ill afford to lose a guy like Xander McNally.
He went down hard. It was him and Wofford. Wofford was able to jump right back up, and McNally immediately grabbed his head. And Jesse Mazza is out there. Still not getting up, not really moving is McNally. Talking with a trainer. A concerned Coach Harris is there too.
We'll take a quick break here, fans, and get the update on Xander McNally. Radio.Dominican.edu.
A breath of... A sigh of relief here in the Collins Center as the crowd held its collective breath. Xander McNally up and walking off the court on his own power. Still clutching his head, though. However, he is up and
got the birds twiddling
the
around his head.
Yeah, he might have jarred the cobwebs there.
Yeah.
Woke him up. He's going to take a seat. But the Penguins right now, more importantly, leading 44-35 right now. 14:57 to go.
Well, I don't know about more importantly.
I retract that statement. I don't think anything's more important than the health of Xander McNally, but as little less, if not equally important.
Okay, I'll give you
44-35,
that.
44-35,
Penguins. This is an important game, I'll give you that.
It's a rivalry game, speaking of important games.
Fortunately, McNally's up on his feet. Now he's down on the bench, and he looks like he's going to be okay.
Josh Pettit puts the first one, the first free throw. He puts it in rather easily, 44-36. Here's the second one on its way, and that one's good as well. Perfect 2-for-2 there for Pettit. Carrillo gives the ball off to Lewis. Lewis, quick ball handling skills, back to Carrillo. Carrillo just walks it across the insignia. Back onto the Penguin side of the court. Shot clock goes. Carrillo, far right side, has Lewis on the far left, and he's going to go there. Back over to Neusatt. Neusatt in the middle. There's Carrillo. Carrillo thought about it. Now gives it off to Lewis. Lewis in the middle to Clark. Back to Carrillo. Carrillo looking for somebody, anybody. There's the jump shot off of front iron. Put back by Clark, and they get it. Jamal Clark with the put back.
Ober missed it a little bit short there, Hunter. And in perfect position was Jamal Clark.
The rebound and the basket, 46-37, 14:08 to go here in the second half of this PacWest rivalry action. Williams will take it all the way to the court and the foul. Score that, a basket for Williams, and you can put him on the line. 46-39, Jamal Clark drawing the foul for the Penguins. Fourth team foul. Williams is going to go ahead and shoot one.
You can just see the limousine right now pulling up to pick up Barkley after his appearance here. Came and watched the first half, almost all of this game, the entire game. That's so cool every once in a while to see a real Hall of Famer come in.
Williams can't pick up his team. Misses it, 46-39 now. Over to Carrillo, over to Lewis. Lewis looking for the three ball. In and out, doesn't get it. NDNU, back up the right hand side of the court. Off to Pettit, Pettit driving in the middle. Is he gonna take it himself? He will. Up and in. Josh Pettit with the score, 46-41. NDNU slowly chipping away at that Penguin lead. Clark over to Ober, Ober. And Dominican will call a timeout here, and Coach Booker T. Harris wants to talk about it. Penguins lead 46-41. You're listening to the radio home. Back here at the Collins Center, Penguins lead 46-41 over their rivals from Belmont, California. NDNU, the Argonauts in town here.
Yeah, this is a big rivalry, no doubt.
Xander McNally back in the game, gives it to Carrillo, and away we go. Carrillo on the right side, over to Ober, to McNally. McNally who hit his head, and now he's back in the game. Here's Carrillo into the right-hand corner. McNally inside there to Clark. Carrillo for three. Bang!
That was large, man. Straight on line with where we're sitting.
And that thing looked clean from the get-go. He was limp-wristed in the air. He knew it was down.
Big stop there by the Penguins as Williams gets rejected on his effort to go to the line. Two for Carrillo. Carrillo doesn't get it.
Jamal Clark with the big rejection over the back of the shooter at the other end set up that whole play. Everything was good except no score.
Josh Pettit over to Henwood. Henwood to Fricky. Fricky to Henwood. Penguins still leading 49-41. There's Henwood for three. Just misses it. Penguins with the rebound. McNally to Carrillo. Carrillo high bounces on the right-hand side. Over to the left. There's McNally, number 32 for the Penguins. Carrillo thinks about it. Instead, we'll take it over the middle and hand it back to his left to McNally. Inside, there's Clark. Clark loses a handle on it, and the Argonauts will retrieve it. There's been a timeout here for the Argonauts, NDNU, calling that timeout.
That's a heads-up timeout call by Coach Puau.
Absolutely, Coach Puau keeping his team in it, 49-41. You're listening to the radio home of Dominican Athletics Radio.
11:59 to go, fans. 49-41, radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins are back out on the court. Most importantly, Xander McNally is up and out on the court, and that's huge because he was lying on the hardwood floor for quite a while there, and nobody knew what was going to go on, if it was a concussion or what, but he seems sharp as a tack right now, 49-41. 11:48 to go, fans. Notre Dame on offense now. Attacking the Southern Hoop here at the Conlin Center. Tyler Fricke goes three ball. He missed it, but with the putback is Wesley White. From the right side, heavy traffic. White buries two. McNally, Carrillo. 11:30 to go. Jamal Clark now left wing. Drifting. Low bounce pass. McNally finds Jacob Neuset. Back to the top of the key. Quick outlet pass. Now back indoors to Clark. Put back, no. Penguins couldn't get that one to go, nor could they get the rebound. Notre Dame trailing by only six now as we come to the end or the last minute of the third quarter of play. And now a whistle, and it looks like it's going to be NDNU ball, and it is committed by good old Connor Haysbert.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we call your attention to the court.
And we have immediate timeout, and it looks like we're going to stay right here, Hunter. So welcoming everybody viewing on Channel 30, Marin Cable. This game started off all Notre Dame. They came out, fired the threes. Notre Dame led for the first 5 or 6 minutes of play. Then the Penguins slowly and methodically started to get their game together and really started to look good. The Penguins led by as many as 12, but now it's only six, Hunter. And I'm not sure if the Penguins, since going into the clubhouse, the second half has kind of been all NDNU.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it starts with the NDNU gaining the momentum as they went into halftime. The huge score by the Argonauts maybe might have rattled the Penguins just a little bit. What they need to do is go back to what they were doing in the first, and that's how successful they were. You got to go and slow down the game. Don't try to do too much. There's no need for panic. You still got the lead. There's still plenty of time left in this game, but the Argonauts are starting to get that feeling that, hey, we're not out of this. We might be creeping up on the Penguins. It's up to DU right now to put the foot on the gas and just keep on going and play. Slow down the game, very methodic, good ball movement. I look forward to seeing more of that. Booker Harris is going to get his team going. Don't have to worry about that.
From the Conlin Center, Stuart Horn and Hunter Horenstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight's big rivalry game, and it is the Pac West game of the week. Penguin women got by the Lady Argonauts earlier tonight. The Penguin women collecting their second conference victory very nicely tonight against the big rival out of Belmont. Tyler Fricke goes to the line. Fricke's a senior at 6'6 and also a great shooter. And this time, the icebox yells in his backstroke, and Fricke missed it. And this one is perfect. So Fricke dialed in the second one. 11:06, the clock rolls. Penguins by only five now, and here's Miles Carrillo. Takes it up the right side, turns around. Bell's back in there with those blue shoes. Those things are very bright. but they served him well in the first half. Here's Connor Haysbert down low, pounding it around. And Coach Booker T. Harris has the big team in there with Haysbert, Neusett, and Jamal Clark, and that's a pretty tough threesome when your two guards are McNally and Carrillo, the two big shooters. 10:28 to go. I mean, you'd put Neusett and Haysbert down low with any team, and they can handle it. 51-44. Penguins on top, 10:18 to go. Three on the shot clock. Oh, they may not know it. One on the shot clock, balls away. Missed. Xander McNally with a very athletic rebound. What a circus play there.
Yeah, over 12 feet combined for Neusett and Haysbert, the dynamic duo, the Twin Towers.
I think you're thinking over 13 feet, actually. There's the spinner off the glass, not enough English. Am I right? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. No, why not? Give him another foot.
You and I are 12 feet. Well, you and I are 10 feet.
We might be 10. Don't want to give ourselves that much credit. I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
I was giving you a little something.
Hey,
on it.
Hey, it was on air, too. Lead pipe, let's go.
It's a lead pipe lock. Hunter Ornstein, 6'4". 9:50 to go, fans. Penguins 51, Argonauts 44. Here's Hunter on the play-by-play.
All right, here we go, fans. Wofford over the middle. Looking to get McNally over the middle, and he will as Xander passes off inside to Haysbert. Haysbert struggling for it, doesn't get it, wants the foul, doesn't get that either. Here's Bell, blue shoe Bell, hands it off. Then gets it back over to the left side. Argonauts running for it. And Carrillo's going to get a whistle for pushing. Kyle Carrillo with the Penguin foul. 16 foul, second for him. NDNU will inbounds the ball. There's Fricky to Bell. Blue shoe Bell to the right side to Williams. Williams inside to number 40, White. Here's Fricky again. Over to Bell in the middle. Bell driving up and in. Over, not so much in.
That was a scissor leg circus move if I've ever seen one.
Got a little help there from the shoes.
Had that thing fallen, I was going to say, well, there you go. I'm going to go buy some shoes like that.
There's no doubt about it. It's the shoes. But Bell will go to the line anyway. Him and his shoes. 51-44, fans, 9:09. Bell up. And the first one is good. Must be the shoes. Can't keep talking about his shoes. They're so blue.
Well, they're the same color as Tumelo's sweatsuit he's wearing in the crowd.
Tumelo has a great show on Penguin Radio, 9 o'clock lounge on Mondays, 9 o'clock.
No, it's Fridays at 9. Fridays at 9 now.
Don't listen to me, fans.
You had the time right.
I think 9 o'clock lounge. If I mess that one up, then we're in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
Xander over the middle.
If it's called 9 o'clock lounge and you said it's at 8 o'clock on some night, that would be weird.
Xander on the far left side over on that wing. Looks for Mr. Mark Lewis. Lewis back over to Wofford. Wofford the far right wing to McNally. McNally switches spots with Mark Lewis. Lewis up the middle. There's McNally, and the alley-oop does not go. Penguins tried to get a little fancy there. They didn't get it. Going to turn over that ball, though, as the Argonauts rush down their end of the court and looked poised to bury a three. Stepped out of bounds, though, and they'll turn it over.
It's like an alley-oops is what that was. They had it all but the oop.
Well, Stuart Horn never fails at the catchphrases. I'm a big fan of those. You should be too, fan. Wofford over to McNally on the far right side. Back over the middle to former ASDU president Mark Lewis. Xander back to Lewis. Lewis on the far right side. McNally sets himself up in the corner, and that's exactly where Lewis goes. There's Connor Haysbert in the middle. Does he get it? Yes, he does. The big man, despite the foul attempts there by NDNU, don't get the call. Haysbert gets the basket. 53-46, 7:50 to play. Penguins leading in this Pac West game of the week, rivalry game here at the Conlin Center. There's Fricky. Fricky is on the right side, far right side. Now he drives against Haysbert, backs up a little bit, crossover, and throws it away. Bell tries to save it to no avail, and he's upset.
And Bell's not happy with his own player throwing the ball away. But Fricky, who's usually pretty sure-handed, chucked that thing into the grandstands and nowhere else. There were no Argonauts anywhere near it.
Yeah, the Argonauts turn the ball over. We turn this break over. 53-46, radio.dominican.edu. Penguins leading 53-46 against the Argonauts. Pac West game of the week. Rivalry game, and definitely the game to be at here at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn, and the rest of the guys that were in TV. Brian Sanchez, Scott Calhoun, Carolina Rosado, doing great work. You can see that game on Sundays, so it'll be aired. Public Access TV, Channel 30, here in Marin. Penguins on the offensive. There's Wofford. Wofford tries to hand it off inside to Neustadt. He doesn't, and down goes Wofford. He grabs his ankle, and he's down for the count. Someone help him up.
Oh, Wofford took one of those big, huge two-footed hammer steps in the paint that you oftentimes see little guys do. Wofford, who's in there at 5'9", I believe. 5'9 is Wofford, and he was just getting mauled by a bunch of big guys, and he had nowhere to put it. And he ended up hitting his feet so hard in the middle of the paint. I don't know if he twisted his ankle or if he just compressed it.
Mullet up and in. Number one, he makes it. Going back to Wofford, an absolute gamer. 25 minutes today. Only Xander has more. He has 28, but Wofford just playing his heart out there. Second one is no good. Penguins with the rebound.
Wofford's a first-year man with the team, too.
Absolutely. A lot of new faces on this team, Wofford being one of them. Xander's not, though. Penguin fans have definitely seen him around. They also see Mark Lewis, the guy who hands the ball back over to Xander. Hightower for the Argonauts called for the foul.
Off ball.
Hightower sports a pretty epic beard there. Wofford, one-on-one against Bell. Bell's blue shoes. There's Xander, gives it back to Wofford. Wofford driving on the far right side into the corner, needs some help, gets the ball away. Over the middle, now it goes back to Wofford. Ball's kicked away there by number 11 for NDNU. Mullet. Aaron Mullet, the senior, 6'2 guard out of Campbell, California. Xander will bring the ball back in here for the Penguins. They go over to Clark into the corner. There's Lewis, thought about it, instead drives to the basket. Does he get it? Rim, 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 no. Oh my goodness, the entire bench was willing that one in there. So was Dave Albee. Into the corner, just inside, there's a two shot, doesn't get it. Gets his own rebound though, and that is number 23. Micah Donauer. There we go. Did not know who Donauer was.
No, Donauer in the first half actually had some pretty good minutes, but he's kind of one of those guys you don't really notice until all of a sudden he starts firing them off.
Just inside 6 minutes to go, 53-49. There's Neustadt. Neustadt looking for it. There's Wofford in the middle, all alone. Throws it up. Gets hit as he let it go. He misses it, and that's two consecutive possessions where the Penguins have failed to score. Here goes Blue Shoe Bell to put it in. Went all the way, took it himself there. 53-51 now, and we've got a little bit of a nail-biter here. Timeout taken by the Penguins. Booker Harris wants to talk it over. 53-51, 5:30 to go here. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. 53-51 here at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn, and Marin TV. This is Penguin Radio, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Penguins leading 53-51 with 5:33 to go. Connor Haysbert back in the game, and Wofford will give it right to him. Haysbert, I should say, the sophomore. Connor, one of the big men. In the corner there, is Lewis. Back over the middle. Wants Clark inside, and he gets absolutely rejected.
McNally was able to find Jamal Clark right under the bucket. And on his way up, he was absolutely hammered by Tyler Fricke. Now, that's only Fricke's first, though we've heard a lot from him tonight.
Absolutely. One of the go-to guys for the Argonauts as Jamal Clark will go to the line. Misses that first one. You can hear it. The crowd really needed that one. Only a 53-51 point lead.
After leading by 12, now it's 2. The Penguin fans are starting to get pretty nervous.
Absolutely. The Argonauts have shaved down 10.
And the Penguins don't want to see Clark miss another one.
He doesn't, though. Puts that second one up and in. Hightower off to Fricke. Fricke.
Everyone matters so much now.
Argonauts with the ball, far right side, right wing. There's Bell. One-on-one with Wofford. Wofford sticking to him like glue. Next to Bell, and his gives it off over the middle, inside the middle, batted away, thrown away there. Penguins recover. Wofford gets the ball, helped out there by Connor Haysbert down in the middle.
Haysbert did stick a big paw out there and break that thing up.
McNally looking for someone. He's got Haysbert, but instead he goes to Lewis.
Good use of those big tennis racket hands on Haysbert.
Absolutely, you said it. Wofford wants the call, talks about it with McNally. They switch positions now and switch possessions. Needs some movement here. There's a three ball on its way. Hits front iron. No good. And
Penguins,
Bell.
Penguins really need a little momentum right now, and a big one out of Lewis, who's been totally quiet tonight.
They need some sort of scoring, they need to do it more often right now.
And Lewis is the kind of guy to fire things up with a big three.
Absolutely. You're just waiting for that to happen. You had a good look at it his last time out. Did not get it, however. Argonauts take it down low. Now we'll go outside. There's Bell. One-on-one. 4-0-1. 54. And it's blocked by Jamal Clark. Bell went up for it. Stolen away. Almost got it. 54-51 now. And my goodness, Jamal Clark batted it away. Ball was loose. And Mark Lewis wanted to get it. Almost got a hand on it. Had he gotten it, it would have been a foot race to the end. Other end of the court.
That was a big time rejection too, down low, but unfortunately whistles were blown all over the place, and the foul was eventually called against, I guess it was no foul. I'm not sure what happened. Nobody up on the board.
Hightower out, Fricke is in. Bell with the ball, over the middle. Haysbert's all over him. Bell driving, hands it off, inside. Loose ball, shot clock, they don't get it off.
Bucket went down, but it was waved off as the shot clock resets.
54-51, Penguins catch a break. Good defense there by the Penguins.
Boy, did that come at a good time with the Penguins leading by only 3.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a quick timeout. It's 54-51, 3:47 to go here in the second half of this rivalry game. Radio.Dominican.edu.
This is how we do it.
It's loud here. Really loud here in the Igloo. The Conlin Center in San Rafael, California, on the campus of Dominican University of California. The Penguins leading 54-51. Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn, your broadcasters for tonight.
Wait, I couldn't hear you. It's too loud in here.
Tell you what, these fans are, if they're nervous, they're not showing it.
The D broadcasters are clearly nervous and showing it.
Well, as much as a 12-point lead at one time, now it's whittled down to as close as 2. Now it's 3. It's 54-51. McNally with the ball on the inbound.
54-51, fans. 3:40 to go. Here comes Wofford up the left side. Playing catch back and forth with Xander McNally. Wofford, he has a clean shot at the 3, but doesn't want to take it. Mika Dunauer is kind of playing the zone, but playing it back a bit. Again, creating some room. Oh, with a jumper, Wofford gets fouled. And the foul's on Dunauer, I believe.
Judging by the reaction of Wofford's teammates, he gets to go to the line.
Bell with his second, and Wofford will have an opportunity to stretch the Penguin lead to 5. As he toes the line, pulls the left foot way back, 4 or 5 inches back, now steps back into it. On the way, yes. And at this point in the game, Hunter, that's so gigantic.
Hey, free points, any points really, doesn't matter if they're free. Just go ahead and get them.
55-51. When they give you the chance of taking them, though, with uncontested, you've got to make them, and he does both. And now it's 56-51. 3:15, the clock rolls. Bell brings it up. Bell's got the headband on. The only player to have that look. Bell's a unique guy. Right side, uh-oh, down low. Wesley White caught the pass from Tyler Fricke, right side of the baseline. But the foul is then committed by Wofford, who came in behind White. And some fouls are better than others, and I think that was a good one because White has a guaranteed deuce there,
yeah,
right
absolutely.
Under the bucket. Now however, it's the ninth team foul committed by the Penguins.
Right, right. No, absolutely. Now you force him to make the basket.
And he misses this one, so that turns out to be a stroke of genius by Wofford, who has to go to the bench because Wofford has committed four.
Yeah, you're only allowed five there, and we need Wofford down the stretch especially, but right now, The Argonauts not cashing in on the opportunities.
White misses them both. Rebound, Angelo Williams. D'Angelo Williams hauls it in.
Huge play there for the Argonauts to regain possession.
Mollett kicks it back out to Bell, who's got it out on the corner. Oh, now it's thrown again down at the feet, and it goes out of bounds off of Fricke, and they give the ball to Notre Dame when it was clearly out off of Fricke.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not too sure about that one.
No. I am sure, and usually I won't say anything about the referees. But darn it, that really looked to me like it was out off of Fricke. But the Penguins are on defense. They're just going to have to dig deep. 2:45, 56-51. I mean, at the end of the day, the calls equal out. I'm positive of that. So where the Penguins look like they should have gotten that one, they'll get one down the road. Mollett. Now it's kicked out of bounds by Wesley White. And they give the ball. No, it's a foul committed by Xander McNally, and that's his fourth. So with 2.5 to go, fans, and the potential for overtime, Wofford and McNally are both sitting on four.
Yeah, we're in a little bit of trouble.
2:32, a five-point game. Double bonus, and White misses the freebie. That's three in a row, Hunter, and that's so huge.
Huge, huge there.
The Penguins will think about fouling him down the stretch. If he can't make it, this one on the way, and it's good. So out of the last four, White cans one. 2:29, the clock rolls. McNally, who has four fouls on him, brings it up right side. Takes it himself softly. McNally off the back iron. Missed it. White out
Penguin
of bounds.
Ball.
Penguin ball.
Penguin ball. McNally, who has been a steals machine right now, getting word that he is one steal away from being number one in the nation.
Inbounds, McNally to Neusett. Flip, but he missed it. McNally's right there to pick it back up. Off the glass, spinner! McNally, it counts! And the whistle, 58-52, 2:17 to go.
My goodness, how about that? That was huge by McNally. He's putting everything on his back right now. Talking
mind
about
seeing McNally get one more steal just to watch him go to number one in the nation. He's one steal away, fans, with 2:17 to go. He misses the free throw and cannot get his own rebound, but boy, he tried. Bell brings it up right side. Penguins now by six, coming up on 2 minutes. Here's the runner. D'Angelo Williams missed it. Put back. Neusett. White off. Oh, no. They call it out of bounds off of Neusett. And it looked to me like it was out off of White, but the referees are closer. So they're going to give the ball to Notre Dame under the very short, right under the bucket on the short side as Williams suits up, or Lewis gets ready to come back in. Now he's back to the bench. Eric Bell with the ball between the circles. 2 minutes, fans, six-point game. Penguins have put Notre Dame in the double bonus, having committed 10. Notre Dame's only committed six. Xander McNally and Ricky Wofford sitting on four. Tipped away by Miles Carrillo in the hands of Xander McNally. 1:43 to go. Now the Penguins methodically and slowly back in between the circles. Left side, Carrillo. A buck and a half to go. Carrillo gets snuffed on the way up by Wesley White. 1:28 to go. Bell with the hammer jam. Missed the hammer jam! He did the jam and he missed it! But he draws a whistle. Are you kidding?
They're going to send him to the line, and this crowd does not like it. Connor Haysbert, who normally doesn't really speak to the referees, is really chirping and giving them an earful.
Eric Bell goes in right side for the one-handed hammer jam, and he missed it, and then the late whistle on Haysbert, his third. Bell on the way. Good. 58-53, fans.
You're looking at Haysbert with three, McNally with four.
Wofford with four. This is going to come down to who's. This is going to come down to coaching, is what it is, because all you guys are running out of time. How long do you hold on to Wofford?
It's a chess game.
It is a chess game.
How long
do you leave McNally out there? I mean, you need McNally if you want to win this one. 58-54.
You got to have your best players out there regardless, but at what cost?
1:22. The clock rolls. Xander, midcourt.
It's time for someone else to step up.
Gets it to Clark. Down low, back outside, McNally throws it away. Oh, and back is stolen away by Connor Haysbert.
Talk about stepping up. Connor Haysbert angrily puts it away.
Tyler Fricke falling out of bounds, tried to save it, threw it right into the hands of Haysbert, who not only converts the deuce, but goes to the line. And out is Xander McNally with four. But Neusetz back in there, who has three.
Here we go. Here's the chess game. You take out McNally here with the opportunity to go up big. You got to make these points. It's up to the other teammates to help each other out. This is when you come together as a cohesive unit, as a team.
1:12 to go. Haysbert on the way. Missed it a mile deep. But Neusetz with
and
the putback.
How about that?
Neusetz right there with a perfect box out and finger roll. 62-54. The Penguins by eight. Coming up on 1 minute, fans. All of a sudden, they were down by one. Now they're up by eight. Three ball, left side by Fricke goes. Timeout, pooh-ow. 57.8 seconds, 62, 5700.
How big was that, putting Neusetz in there for McNally? A stroke of genius there by Coach Booker T. Harris. Neusetz was able to pick up Connor Haysbert, get that ball in the net, and that was huge, as you saw here. NDNU. They're not going anywhere. 57.8 seconds is plenty of time. That's an eternity here in basketball. And guess what, fans? It's going to be the longest minute of their lives.
5-point game, but I've been very happy with Booker T. Harris. You're talking about a chess game? You don't want to play chess against Booker T. Harris, although we are witnessing a classic right here. Because Luau's been around forever. Harris, a first-year man.
This could be the game where he really puts his mark on Dominican basketball.
The Penguins had big wins against GCU and Dixie, then lost the heartbreaker to BYU last week. But a big game like this is huge. Inbounds to Lewis. Lewis to McNally. 52 seconds. Back over to Carrillo. In the backcourt across the timeline. Calls a timeout. Carrillo with a heads-up timeout. 48.7 seconds on her.
Absolutely.
Stay right here.
Good timeout there by Carrillo. Absolutely swarms. Need to stop the momentum, stop the game. I'll tell you what, though. This is a classic. You mentioned it here. And Booker T. Harris, while he's a first-year head coach, he's really turned this program around. This is a type of play that we have not seen in a while from these Penguins. It might be the new faces. It might be the new talent. But I'll tell you what. These games have been fun to watch. And if you've been to the Conlin Center the past four, five home games for the men, you have been treated to some absolutely fantastic basketball. This is fun. This is awesome.
I believe that we will win.
48.7 seconds, 62-57, tipped out of bounds. Take it easy, pal, by D'Angelo Williams. The ghost of Piob. Inbounds. Here we go. Backcourt to Williams. Long way to go, 45 seconds. Lewis has got it. From McNally. Lewis. Back over to Xander. Low bounce pass. Lewis. Left side. Mark Lewis! Buries it out! 64-57. Quick transition. Bell brings it up left side. 36 against Carrillo. Foul. No basket. It's waved off. Another good foul. But this one will send Bell to the line, 64-57. And now Carrillo with four. So the Penguins, once they got to the double bonus, now they just all went crazy. Now they're all sitting on four.
Talk about crazy. Mark Lewis's play right there, taking it himself. Put the team on your back, son.
Yeah, that was huge. You're right. That was very nice. Lewis goes in, drives it in amid heavy traffic left side, and took it in there with his right hand. That's not that easy to do. This one's on the way, and Bell has been a stud from the line. 64-59, 36 seconds. Inbounds, Lewis has got it. He'll be fouled immediately, no doubt. Backcourt, trouble. Uh-oh, Carrillo's got it. Nice move by Carrillo. Outside, they hold on to it, and a foul by Wesley White against Connor Haysbert. Not in the act of shooting, though. So, oh, Haysbert will go to the line. As Wofford, who's sitting on four, is coming in. Jacob Neusett will wait. Carrillo, who, that may have been the play of the game right there. Carrillo got it across half court. Heavy traffic. They were swarming. And he turned 360 to save it right in front of the broadcasting area as Connor Haysbert goes to the line.
Agility kills.
Misses one a mile deep. Clock rolls 26 seconds. Bringing it up now is Fricky. 64-59. Fricky drives it in right side off the glass. It does not fall. But with 19.6 seconds, Fricky's going to go to the line. As you mentioned, Hunter, this final minute taking an eternity to get through. It's still a five-point game, well within reach.
That was huge there by Fricky. If he makes that, we're talking completely different story as far as this game is concerned, but it looked like he might have rushed that play a little bit. And 25 seconds is still plenty of time. He made that one, by the way.
Fricky knocks this one down. 64-60. Haysbert's not happy with himself.
The last missed bucket now looming even larger.
Now Haysbert on four. And the second one goes. It's a one possession game. Check it. 64-61. It's still a two possession game. 14 seconds in the backcourt. Mark Lewis has got it, and he's fouled, which is exactly what Coach Puau wanted with 11.9. Lewis to the line, fouled by Eric Bell. Check it, that's on D'Angelo Williams, his third.
That's a ninth team foul there for the Argonauts. Mark Lewis going to the line. Huge opportunity here.
Lewis has been pretty darn good from the line, very clutch, and he knocks this one down. And with 11.9 seconds to go, fans, that is huge. 65-61, I thought it was 66.
We got 65 on the scoreboard.
Second one goes, and
now
it falls.
Now it's 66.
Okay, well, now it's a two-point possession game. Inbounds 11 seconds, bringing it up left side. Here's D'Angelo Williams. He goes up against Wofford, and he walks with it. Wofford causes the travel with 6.5 seconds to go. That's huge.
That's the nail. Was that the nail in the coffin, though?
Inbounds
it might be.
To Neusett. Heaving at the length of the court, and Neusett gets it with 3.7. He'll go to the line. A five-point game, though. Jacob will go to the line. Still within reach, but now it's miracle time.
Miracle time for NDNU, of course.
That's what I'm talking.
Something that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, that's why
for
it's
the
called
visiting
a miracle
team, especially in this complex.
If it happened a lot, it wouldn't be called a miracle. Jacob Kahn knocks down the first one. Jacob Neusett with 3.7 seconds has just made that miracle even a little farther from reach. And if this one goes, Hunter may call it on ice. He missed it. 3 seconds of the clock rolls. 2.8 left. Notre Dame ball. But it's a six-point game. Coach calls out, no fouls. Inbounds two. Bell's got it one. On the way, game. Penguins have their third conference victory, Hunter. Oh, what a beauty.
You can put that win on ice.
You heard it here, fans. Hunter Hornstein said it. And nobody said it better. Penguins, you can put that one on ice. Both teams now with three victories in conference. A great win tonight for Booker T. Harris and the dudes, and a great win for us here in the broadcasting area. For Hunter Hornstein and Brian Sanchez, Patrick Kayab-Yabin, the chair of the communications department, Brad Van Alstine, Stuart Horn signing off. Great game tonight. Great win. Penguins win. Radio.dominican.edu.